Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary Traveland, very, very much. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. We're so proud to have you tuned to WBAP 820 on your dial. As you often hear the station referred, it's the powerhouse station, the powerhouse 820, going all over. Oh, gosh, what this time of day, half of Texas into almost all of Oklahoma and all around. So thank you very much. And call. I see so many outside of the Metroplex cities, and I really enjoy that. It's kind of a challenge, a mind challenge to be thinking about, all right, I am now talking to Graham or I'm talking to Tyler, and I have to think about the soils, I have to think about the climate and the plants that I see when I drive through, as opposed to the Metroplex. Metroplex alone is challenging. Good morning. We are here to talk about the plants at your place. Today is an unusual day for me because I turned 70 yesterday, and this is kind of loose math, but I have worked I'm beginning work on radio in my sixth decade now. Started in my 20s and now in my 70s, and so that kind of slops it around a little bit. I didn't start when I was one day into my 20s, and I'm not very far into my 70s. Hope to get into my 80s and 90s, and so we'll see how far that goes. But anyway, thank you for tuning in. Phone number, yes, indeed, phone number. Give the phone number, Neil. You're doing a talk program. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We'll be here until 10 o'clock this morning, and then I am celebrating, going to church, taking our grandson Joseph with us, and it's been a couple weeks since we had the opportunity to do that, and Easter, and Joseph didn't get to go that day, so it's going to be a fun day. We'll have a great day, taking a little bit of time off this afternoon. Going to watch those Mavericks. Hope that goes really well for them. Our son and his wife and their four children are going to the game. They live in the Metroplex, but they are going to the game. And they're fabulous. They sent me from the San Antonio Farmers Market, the restaurant that is there. They love that place and the pastries. And they sent me a mariachi happy birthday last night. I had a store appearance yesterday at the Harbor, and my thanks to the Harbor in Rockwall for hosting us for a book signing. And then it was a paid appearance where they made a very nice donation. My honorarium to speak also is to Serenity High in McKinney. And while I was speaking and signing books, Our daughter and two of her three sons showed up with big balloons and cake for everybody assembled. It was a good day. Our son Todd he works at CNN, and when the president is doing anything especially newsworthy, he is producing it. And he was in Atlanta last night producing the White House celebrity dinner was. So anyway, that's how yesterday went. All right, the phone number once again is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. I see June in Fairview is waiting, and that is a familiar place for her for many, many years. Every once in a while, she'll show up first call of the day, and it's nice to see her there. Actually, our absolutely first call today is going to be Steve Huddleston, senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, sponsored today by North Haven Gardens. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Neil, and happy birthday.
Thank you very, very much. I appreciate that. And Steve, you'll get there in another 100 years, and I'll tell you, it's yes. A pretty good thing.
Yeah?
That's right. So tell us what's going on at the Botanic Garden. You don't have much in your neighborhood going on this weekend, do you?
No, not at all. it's a very busy weekend. In fact, Mayfest is taking place across the street, but there's a lot to see and do in the garden. Gosh, May is a beautiful month in the garden. The cottage garden in front of our Rock Springs building, or the restaurant, is at its springtime peak now. The garden is filled with old garden roses, oxeye daisies, buddleia, heirloom bulbs, coreopsis, other perennials that provide a succession of bloom throughout the year. It's just gorgeous.
It is a beautiful time. I think May just is, and you get a lot of eclectic plants now. The big slug of tulips, a big mass of daffodils, those are behind us for this year. Roses are in full bloom or have finished blooming for their first big round, and now we go on to some of the things that you mentioned. I had somebody post Byzantine Glad on Facebook last night, just curious what it was that they had seen up along the Eisenhower Dam. There's a wonderful heirloom plant. This is a fun time. A lot of things you don't see normally.
Yeah.
All right. The Rose Ramp, speaking of Rose Garden, pretty spectacular for you guys right now. Tell us about that.
Oh, it is, absolutely. And the place to stand is up above the ramp at our overlook, and to look down on that ramp, it is just gorgeous. To see all the colors down there, lots of reds and pinks, of course. But this is the best time of the year to visit the Rose Garden. I'm sure it will be very busy next Sunday, Mother's Day, but it's a good place to take Mom on Mother's Day. And if you make reservations in advance, you can even have brunch in the Gardens restaurant.
And that's just 100 yards away. That would really be fun. I have a great idea. I'll bet nobody's ever thought of it. Wouldn't it be a nice place to pose for a picture?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
How many are taken there a day? 5,000?
Yes. Yeah. It's a very popular place.
I have seen a lot of them. You have a very spectacular rose garden, and it was one of the first gardens put in when the Fort Worth Botanic Garden was built, 80 years ago now, isn't it?
Well, and the rose garden was installed in 32, 33. Wow. So it's on the National Register of Historic Places.
I can imagine. Now, tell us about a particular rose.
Well, New Dawn was released in 1930. This is a climbing rose that we have on trellises in the Fuller Garden. It is an earth kind rose. It's beautiful. It's a vigorous, repeat blooming climber that grows 15 to 20 feet tall. The foliage maintains a lustrous, dark green color throughout the growing season. The double flowers open as a light pink and then fade to a blush cream as the flower opens fully. They're very fragrant. It's just a beautiful rose, and I'm glad it's one of the earth kind roses now.
Yeah, that's great. I know you have worked very hard with Steve George and with the Rosarians to get the Earth Kind program running at full speed. Tell us how to find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden.
Well, we are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right. Is access from that direction pretty available today?
Oh, yes, very much so. But there will be a lot of traffic on University because of Mayfest, yes.
All right, but it doesn't need to scare people away. Certainly
not on
this beautiful day,
goodness.
You allow picnics out in the garden?
We do, yes.
And what does somebody need to bring and do when they're finished?
Throw away their trash.
I heard that with strong conviction.
Yes.
All right, and the best place for a picnic is, do you have places that are designated? Or?
Well, the vistas are wonderful. What we call the concert lawn, which is the north vista or even the south vista. The lawn in the, what we call the horseshoe lawn, just west of the Rose Garden, several nice places.
Odds are very good. You'll see others already partaking, and that's the thing to do. Just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park. It's 2 miles west of downtown Fort Worth. The website is www.fwbg.org for the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. And, Steve, the 24-hour information number?
That is 817-392-5510.
Folks, this is Steve Huddleston. He is the very, very skilled and very friendly, outgoing senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden and my friend of many, many years. Thank you, Steve.
Well, thank you.
Talk to you next week. All right, his report is sponsored by North Haven Gardens. North Haven Gardens, your nursery between Hillcrest and Central. It's been there since 1951. Start your tomato seeds now, May 15, in seed flats. Transplant seedlings to your garden in late June through early July for a fall harvest. And North Haven Gardens has seed flats, heat mats, grow lights, and everything you need for success. I can't believe I'm getting to do an ad. That is so cool in North Haven. All right. On Saturday, May 10, from 10 to 11:30, prepare for the coming season with the 2014 North Haven Garden School of Gardening 102, Introduction to Home Vegetable Gardening. It's a beginner-level class that focuses on basics of getting your edible garden off to the best possible start. Cost is $34.99 per attendee, and each attendee receives $10 worth of a gift card for North Haven Gardens at the conclusion. Register today by calling 214-363-5316. Now, that is, I believe, their main number to the store, and so I don't know if they have a recording that you can leave a message on, but register a little later today for sure at 214-363-5316. They are the best. They have highly skilled employees who are active, avid gardeners. Next Sunday, May 11, is Mother's Day. Bring your mom to North Haven Gardens. Join Dale Clark on butterfly gardening from 1 to 2. He is the founder of the Dallas Lepidopterist Society. If you do an online search that says Butterfly Dallas, it's going to bring up Dale Clark. He's the expert. Give mom the gift of gardening with blooming gift baskets, raised vegetable bed kits, a garden coach appointment, or a North Haven Gardens gift card. North Haven Gardens at 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central Expressway. One of the finest places to shop in the southern United States. North Haven Gardens, NHG.com. That number again, 214-363-5316.
I'm Steve Hauser of Arborological Services. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
All right, Steve, thank you very, very much, and I appreciate you. We're ready to get the program underway. We're going to start with June in Fairview. June, this is Neil. Good morning.
Well, good morning. I was so glad to get your book in the mail this week. I'm looking forward to it.
Good. Thank you so much.
My question is about a Euchera. I bought one about a year ago. I've had it in total shade, but it shows no signs of blooming. I thought it was supposed to bloom.
It's going to bloom. It'll also have attractive foliage. Total shade could be awfully dark, but you don't want to put it out in very much sun because you get in too much sun, it can certainly burn.
It's on a covered patio, and it gets good light.
Mm-hmm. How best can I help you? What specific question?
In other words, when should it bloom? When should I be looking for some sign?
I would think that you should be getting bloom this year. The plant's going to have to be established and happy. And if it's in complete shade, June with a covered patio, good light. Those are rather general terms that don't really specify. I would have it in filtered shade where it got a little bit of early morning sun and a really rich planting bed, a good garden soil.
It's in a pot.
I know. I heard that.
That's
what I'm saying. I think it will do better for you. It would be my opinion. I haven't grown a lot of them. I've grown some. And I've had better luck when I had them in the ground in the same kind of garden preparation and location that I would give hostas or ferns.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that's what I'll do. Maybe I'll see if I can find a somewhat.
It's worth a try. You bet. It's worth a try.
Okay, thank you.
Good to hear from you. Thank you so much. All right, let's go to DW in Mesquite. DW, this is Neil. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Neil, and happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Listen, I live in Mesquite, and last year I planted a bush in my flower bed in front of the house there by the bay window. And apparently I'm getting too much water there from when I water the foundation and any rain that comes down. It comes down to that valley and drops all the water down into the flower bed. I had planted a holly tree. And I killed it by too much water. So my question is, and this is a pretty good open area, what type of a tree or something will thrive on more water than not?
All right, there are answers to that, not a lot, but I'm going to take a different approach to it. I'm going to give you the example that I am banging my head into a wall, and I'm asking what the best painkiller is. And the okay. real answer is probably going to be, you might want to stop doing it that way and try something different. And that, in my case, would be to move away from the wall and quit banging my head.
In your case,
you don't want all that moisture up around the foundation. If you have that kind of excess moisture that it's killing hollies would have been at the top of my list. If we're starting at hollies and moving up on the wetland plants, I don't have much to give you. And the problem there is that if you have a period of time when you don't have rain, the water that you give your foundation alone is not going to keep it sopping wet. And if you have a period of time with an extended drought, you're going to lose all those extreme water plants. You need to put some kind of a drain, you need to cut a swale, you need to do something to get that excess water from the rainfall out of there.
I thought about taking a 5-gallon bucket and putting it sub-level in the area where the rain comes down with a sump pump, and as that fills up, just reroute the water somewhere else so it doesn't all flow out into the flower bed. It's a really nice area because it's where the front door is, the area just to the
Why don't you do it a lot easier than that? Why wouldn't you want to? I can't see it, and I you know, this is going to take hours if I get very involved in this. But why couldn't you put some kind of impervious something, be it fiberglass or vinyl plastic or something, down in a trough to drain that water out into the yard, and then put river rock then put river rock on top of it, so you don't have to look at it, and that'll absorb the splash as well. Without seeing it, I can't tell you if that's a good idea. A better idea might be to put a grade level grate in. I have two grates in our yard, and I carry water away. I don't want a landscape for wet soils. I think that's impractical, because we have a lot of the times of the year that's not wet.
Well, that's true. Well, what I may do then is just, like I say, try to get something to detour the water around and out of the flower bed and down the sidewalk, which would be a better place for it.
Well, there are other ways even better than the sidewalk, because you get a cold rain and then subsequently a freeze, and you've got a skating rink. So I'd try to get it to filter through the grass and out to a storm drain of some sort. Yeah. All right. Appreciate your call. I think you'd be a lot happier with that. Thanks. All right. Let me give you an offer right now. This is a very special offer to you. It is for my brand new book, Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening, which has had wonderful comments. People are really enjoying the fact that it's so much more information than my complete guide to Texas gardening, which was done 23 and 32 years ago. Those books are very old now. My Lone Star Gardening book is 2 weeks old. I spent the last year working on it, the last 9 months and plus a month now, on printing it and getting it ready for you. And it has an incredible amount of information. It has an introductory chapter, the basics of Texas gardening. Then I took all of the information I used to have in my calendars. I no longer print calendars. People just don't use calendars as much. And so you have 48 pages month by month of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray in each month of the year, 4 pages per month. And then you have chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. A very comprehensive 840 of my photographs and 344 pages. The book is self-published. It is not in stores. It is not on Amazon. It is available through my magazine office. I will promise you that you will be completely satisfied with it, or I will refund every penny you invest in it. Now, this would make a wonderful Mother's Day gift, and here is the message that I have for you. It is normally $32.95. It is yours today until noon at $28.95. And if you need it for Mother's Day, if you will call my office before noon today and say, "Mother's Day, I need it for Mother's Day," then our staff working at the office between now and noon will so note, and they will be mailed tomorrow afternoon. They will be mailed priority mail. You'll have them in ample time for Mother's Day. But you must call before noon today. If you are ordering online at neilsperry.com, you must enter into the comment box, "Need by Mother's Day." You must let us know that you need it by Mother's Day. Otherwise, they are sent a little different way, which would probably get them there at the end of the week. We can gain a day or two if you will just say Mother's Day. And please do that. It's $28.95. If you'd like to go even better on a gift for your mom, a one-year new or renewal subscription to my magazine along with the book, The magazine at a tremendous savings, almost $10 off. $42.95 is the total price for the book and the magazine. It would normally be $56.90. Satisfaction guaranteed. All this is at neilsperry.com. Here is the number to my magazine office. If it's busy, call back. They'll be there until 12 noon. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. You may get our daughter, Erin. You may get our grandson, Sam. And that's our staff today, so be patient with them, please. 800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. A message for Advanced Foundation Repair. We're heading into the all-too-predictable summer, and there's one more thing you can always count on: foundation problems. North Texas soils expand and contract with the seasons, and foundation problems are almost inevitable. Fortunately, the patented Advanced ProLift Repair System is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house, season to season, year to year, owner to owner. Estimates are free. Give them a call, 214-333-0003, Advanced Foundation Repair. I don't think there's much you can add to a home that makes any more dramatic difference in the look of the house than sunburst shutters. These are made of polywood. They look like wood. They're plantation style shutters, 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5 inch louver size. They look like wood, but they aren't wood. They won't crack or split or peel. They don't warp. The paint is color fast. Because it isn't paint, it's within the color of the polywood, you know, within the body of it. They are so smooth and so easy to clean with a duster. They are just, and by the way, they are the most energy efficient shutters that you will find anywhere around. Sunburst shutters, they're beautiful. We have them in our home, and when they went in and measured the windows, my wife got so excited, and then about 3 weeks later, they called and said, we're coming out to install. And when they installed, we opened the door, and oh, it's just like a complete makeover of the room. Sunburst shutters in plantation style, 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5 inch size. They can custom fit any opening. Every window is measured individually. Call them, even if you're in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, or Waco. Sunburstshutters.com, 214-343-2601. Again, that's 214-343-2601, sunburstshutters.com. This is Neil Sperry, host of Texas Gardening. Saving water doesn't mean sacrificing your yard. With a few simple changes to your routine, you can enjoy your lawn while staying a responsible Texan. Check outside faucets for leaks. Water your lawn only in the early morning or evening. These are small changes, but they can make a big difference and help our great state conserve water. Be water smart and save. Get more tips at TexasWaterSmart.com or WaterIQ.org. Let me tell you about Bonide Annual Grub Beater right now. If you're tired of all the time you spend working on your lawn and landscape, just have grubs come in and start eating it from the roots up and leaving behind dead patches in your lawn, flower gardens, wilting everywhere. If that is not what you want, then let's not forget animals, too, while you're making your list of things you don't want. Animals that tear up your lawn, eating the grubs, leaving mounds or holes everywhere. Those are times when you want Bonide's Annual Grub Beater, the answer to this problem. Apply Annual Grub Beater now and have a grub-free lawn and landscape into the fall season with one easy application. Bonide's Annual Grub Beater is not just for grubs. It will also control chinch bugs and a long list of many other insects. Check the label for specific insects in your lawn. Bonide's Annual Grub Beater comes in 5 and 15,000 square foot bags for easy spreader applications, and it's available at Rubel's Plants in Dallas, Mike's Garden Center in Fort Worth, and Cormor Trading Post in, I think that's Corner, K-O-R-N-E-R. I can't see if it's a R-N or an M on the font that was chosen. Or visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. Bonide.com, B-O-N-I-D-E, Bonide.com, and that is Annual Grub Beater. Robert in Arlington, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. I'm a big-time fan for over three decades, but a first-time caller.
Well, thank you for both of those.
Sure. I have just contracted to have my front yard tilled and sodded in the next few weeks, okay. And I've got a choice of three varieties of grass, and I want to know what you would recommend. It faces south, gets pretty much full sun from midday on. Another consideration, I have a neighbor who is a good person, but he does very little lawn care, so I'm constantly fighting weeds in that area.
Okay.
I'm given a choice of TIF 419, Raleigh, or Palmetto.
Palmetto, okay.
In Augustine.
All right.
I'm kind of leaning toward Raleigh, but I want to see what your opinion is.
I have Raleigh, and I've been very happy with it. It does have great leaf spot and take all root rot issues. The St. Augustines tend to have some baggage that comes with them. So does Bermuda. For drought tolerance, Bermuda is a little better. For good looks the whole year, I think St. Augustine gives you that. Raleigh does. Palmetto, I haven't grown palmetto. I don't know how much. You might do a little research on take all root rot resistance palmetto St. Augustine. I would enter that in a search code, and I also would enter probably Aggie Horticulture to get you into the A&M Horticulture website. See what the A&M people are saying about palmetto's resistance to take all root rot and to gray leaf spot. Those are two summertime things.
That'd be great, because I'm A&M Quest 75.
There you go, Giga Man. So there are a couple things I would research. Raleigh does have both of those. Raleigh was the first of the decline-resistant varieties to survive in North Texas, and it may be that palmetto is better. Raleigh was hurt some by this winter. I've lost Raleigh once in 1989 when we went below zero.
Right.
And so those are a couple of negatives. You might also, are they not considering any of the zoysias? If you wanted something really unusual, that'd be kind of pretty.
Evidently not. This was a special off Angie's list, and you just have a choice of these three
okay.
for whatever reason.
Okay. I like St. Augustine. Most people seem to prefer Bermuda, and the 419 is a long standard variety, very good variety. So. I'm okay with any of them. I might lean a little toward palmetto just to see how it does for you.
Okay.
I'd do that research, I think, Robert, first, just to see what comments A&M has on it.
Okay.
All right. Will. Good luck with it.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Thanks for calling. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to get to Jerry and his newscast, so if you're on hold, we have our long segment coming up in just a bit and right after the news, and we can get to a lot of people then, so please bear with me, if you will. I'll move as quickly as I can. Dallas Plumbing Company. What can I say about a company that's been around for 111 years? Whoa. Well, Dallas Plumbing has. They've been providing plumbing services to Dallas area homes and businesses since 1903, but now they have just broadened that out all over the place in North Texas. They've earned multiple awards, and they deserve them all. The family that owns and operates, fourth generation family, the Downs family, and they are so pleasant, so nice to work with. To a degree, they are behind the scenes in the company, making sure that everything is done wonderfully. They all have their own tasks. It is really something to watch, and I am so blessed to have them as an advertiser. They are Carrier factory authorized dealer, and right now you can get up to $1,450 rebate on a new Carrier heating and cooling unit, or you can have 0% interest if you pay in full within a year. Offers good through May 31 of 2014. Call Dallas Plumbing Company for details and for a free estimate. Carrier, turn to the experts. Dallas Plumbing Company also has a complete kitchen and bath, faucet, and fixture showroom. We were there years, probably 5 years before I ever did an ad for Dallas Plumbing. I wasn't there to sell ads. I was there to furnish our home. All of our fixtures are from Dallas Plumbing's showroom. That showroom is open weekdays, normal business hours, Saturday mornings as well. And that is at 11,055 Plano Road. That's north of LBJ, 11055 Plano Road. They invite you to come in, browse through the spectacular showroom. You'll love it. And boy, do they know what they're talking about. These are quality fixtures, by the way, not what you find when you go into a national retailer, shall we say. That's Dallas Plumbing. For more information or offers, you can call them at 214-340-6300, 214-340-6300, or go to dallasplumbing.com.
Licenses TACLA 38830C and M163.
When seconds count, when severe weather breaks, we'll be here for you. You can count on it. News Talk 820 AM WBAP.
Rubel's Plants is where Dallas goes for plants. They are a family-run business celebrating their 30th year in Dallas. My, how they have grown. They've done a wonderful job growing. And they grow their own bedding plants on their farm just 7 miles from downtown Dallas. This week at Rubel's, they're gearing up for Mother's Day, and all of the stores have beautiful color bowls, hydrangeas, mixed planters, and hanging baskets. On Mother's Day, come by the Farmer's Market location from noon to 2 to meet Tony the Butterfly Guy, Delia, as he talks about monarch butterflies. I guess that's his name, Tony Delia. The butterfly guy there in the middle kind of threw me off pattern. Rubles has a great selection of summertime blooming annuals and shrubs at Rosemead and Farmers Market stores. At the Rosemead Market, they also have a natural grocery store. This is quite a group of stores. The entire Ruble family works to expand their reputation for excellence both in service and in the quality of the plants and products. Ruble's the place to go to find all of the elements of your landscape plan. They're at 601 South Pearl Expressway. That's their farmer's market location. It is amazing. 601 South Pearl Expressway, downtown Dallas, 214-744-9100. Also in Lakewood at 7219 East Grand, 6630 Lemon Avenue, and then 3646 Rosemead Parkway. Again, 214-744-9100, or go to rubles.com, R-U-I-B-A-L-S, rubles.com, open 8 to 6 every day of the year. Time now to check in with the WBAP 24-7 newsroom, and it is Jerry Overton. Jerry?
Good morning, Neil, and good morning to you. It is 8:36 now at WBAP. Cargo overload may be one reason for a tragic ferry accident. The story coming up after your first weather and traffic. Our weather in touch forecast, sunny and windy today with a red flag warning starting at noon going until 8 this evening. High 90 today. Tonight, clear and breezy with a low of 60. Sunny and unusually warm again tomorrow with a high of 92. And then Monday night will be clear with a low near 60 again. It is sunny, 67 degrees at DFW Airport. Checking the classicchevrolet.com right now. Traffic watch, Fort Worth, a new accident eastbound Loop 820 at the Mark IV Parkway. The accident at I-35 southbound at I-20 has been cleared. In Dallas, police working a crash on the Dallas-Fort Worth Turnpike eastbound at Northampton Road and 635 LBJ Freeway eastbound ramp to I-35 East Emmons Freeway. That's going to be closed until noon for construction. Well, documents pertaining to that sunken South Korean ferry reveal regulatory failures. It allowed passengers by the hundreds to set off on an unsafe vessel. The documents show the doomed ferry exceeded its cargo limit on 246 trips, nearly every voyage it made in which it reported cargo in the 13 months before it sank. Deputies are seeking clues to the identity of a person who opened fire at a suburban Houston after-prom party that wounded 4 teens. Shooting happened about 1:30 this morning at a horse barn 14 miles northwest of downtown Houston. Sheriff's officials say all four of the youths are expected to recover. An operation's begun in Ukraine to regain control of an eastern town from pro-Russian militants. Authorities say government forces have reclaimed a television tower during the security operation in Kramatorsk. And Indiana health officials say a man improving after being hospitalized with the first U.S. case of a mysterious virus that has sickened hundreds in the Middle East. The statement also says that as of yesterday, no other cases of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome or MERS has been identified. Again, looking for a high today of 90, it is 68 degrees. From the Breitling Energy News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton. We're back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
All right, Jerry, thank you very, very much. Today's SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, and the pet is Aurora. Aurora is a dog. A beautiful and active girl dog. Aurora is a one-year-old terrier mix who would make the perfect companion for any loving family. Aurora has a gorgeous black coat with red and tan legs. Her sweet, soulful eyes make her even more of a catch. Aurora loves to go on walks and especially loves play dates with her canine companions. Aurora has been at the SPCA for a couple of weeks now, so her adoption fee is only $50. Actually, she's been there for almost 2 months. 2 months today. Aw, let's get her adopted. The adoption fee is only $50. That includes her up-to-date vaccinations, microchip, and spay. Yeah, that's a bargain. You're getting that girl almost for free, just that $50 charge. If you're looking for a new best canine friend, you really need to go to the Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney and meet Aurora today. She is a sweetheart. And if for some reason Aurora is not a match for you or your kids, there are ample other dogs and kitties there at that center. It's a really inspiring place. I was there the day it opened, and I love going in there. You always feel better when you go to the SPCA, and you always feel the best when you adopt a pet from one of the two shelters of the SPCA of Texas. And So let me tell you the address where Aurora is currently residing for this day until you adopt her. That's 8411 Stacy Road, 8411 Stacy. Stacy is the continuation of Main Street. If you're coming out of Frisco, it just turns into Stacy at Custer. And they're just about a quarter mile east of Custer. If you're coming up Central, Stacy will wind a little bit, but it'll take you right to them. SPCA of Texas Shelter in Dallas, another beautiful shelter at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 and Hampton Road. Regular hours for both shelters, noon to 6, 7 days a week. I was adopted 70 years ago yesterday. Actually, my mom and dad had to wait to get enough ration coupons to drive from Alpine to San Antonio to get me. It took about 6 weeks. But as an adopted animal, I very much am proud to support and stand alongside these wonderful dogs and cats at the SPCA of Texas.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and more. Busy Bees is the premium bed bug service provider in North Texas. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. Get it? Hey. For more information, visit them at busybees.com. That's BIZZYBEES.
All right, thank you. And they are wonderful. They are just the best. They do our work. Let me tell you about Encore Electric Service Delivery right now. Before you trim trees or start construction that might bring you or your tools within 10 feet of power lines, call Encore at 888-313-6862. They can help you determine what needs to be done in order to complete your project safely. Don't work on tree limbs that are in contact with power lines. Tree limbs in contact with high-voltage power lines can act as conductors, and you could be seriously injured, even killed, if that contact is made. We don't need that. If a tree is making contact with a power line, causing sparking or fire, leave that area immediately and call 911. That is an emergency. And before you dig in your yard for shrubs, trees, or fence posts, make sure you know where underground electric lines are. And if you'll call 811 at least 2 business days before you start digging, they will come out and very visibly mark where the underground utilities are, the power lines, at no charge. So, for general information and guidance, you can call them at their main number of 888-313-6862. If you have an emergency, of course, it's 911 if you see fire, 811 if you're going to be doing digging. And one other thing, when you go shopping for trees this year, ask the nurseryman how tall, how wide will this grow so that you can plant it appropriately distanced from the power lines. Know before you grow. Message from Encore.com.
Join me online at neilsperry.com. You'll find podcasts of all of my programs, answers to the 1001 most frequently asked questions, and a special offer on my new book. That's at neilsperry.com. Now, back to the program.
All right. Thank you very, very much indeed. And that number is 800-752-GROW. If you're trying to call the office today, and it'll be open until noon today, special to help with Mother's Day requests. Teresa in Italy, this is Neil. Good morning and welcome. How may I help?
Hi, sir. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
Okay. I planted... I know that they're not the premier kind of tree, but I planted several hybrid poplar trees in my backyard, the shade type. And I wanted some fast shade because nobody had ever planted any trees in the yard. And every year I've lost one or two of them, and this is like the fifth year that they've been there. And the one that I really care about that's going to shade my house one day is not blooming. And when I break off a branch, it's green. But there were these little funny little spider things on there. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. But I treated it with Bayer insect repellent. I sprayed it and I poured it the other kind where that you pour into the root system. Mm-hmm. And there's still no new growth, but it's still green on the inside.
So you're saying there are no leaves at all?
None.
Well, Teresa, the problem with fast-growing trees, to step back half a step in the discussion, is that they all have at least one fatal flaw. And when you start looking at their life expectancies, there are precious few of the fast-growing trees that will live more than 10 or 15 years. And that usually is the downer. Everybody says, Neil, I want a fast-growing tree. And then I ask them, well, do you care if it's attractive? Do you care if it lives more than 10 years? Do you care if it is resistant to insects and diseases? Do you care if it's adapted to the soil that you have? And they all say, oh, yeah, I want all those things. And then I ask them, well, all right, well, you can have all but one. Which one are you going to take away and leave yourself vulnerable? And they've all get to the point of saying, I guess fast growth is not the most critical thing in my mind. You know, by comparison, a bur oak planted at the same time and given the same kind of moisture that hybrid poplars require, absolutely must have, a bur oak would be two-thirds as tall as those trees are, and it would be looking at another 250 years of living. So you really need, as quickly as you can, to change over to higher quality. I don't think there's any chance at all that a cottonwood or a poplar that has not leafed out at this point in May is going to leaf out. I think it's gone. The green you're seeing is dye in the wood. It's just the same kind of coloration you'd see from a little boy's knees when he went out and played football in white pants and came in with green knees. It doesn't mean that's grass that's going to grow. That just means that's a stain, and I think that's what that wood is. So it's a really bad message to have to deliver, and I hate to do it. I really prefer, if I ever have the chance, to tell people ahead of time so they can move past that ahead of time. But you know, don't look back. I planted a weeping willow outside my window as a child in the eighth grade, and before I graduated from high school, it was dead. So I learned early in life.
right. It is sad, but okay. Yeah. Good to know.
That's the problem. They all have fatal flaws. So anyway.
Okay, sir.
Good luck with it. Thanks for the call. You bet.
Ray in
Rockwall. How may I help you, Ray?
Well, happy birthday, first of all.
Thank you. You know, I celebrated my birthday at the harbor in Rockwall yesterday afternoon.
Did you?
Doing a public appearance, a fundraiser for Serenity High, and that is where we live in McKinney, and that is where our daughter and Joseph and Sam brought me balloons and cake for everybody. A total surprise to me. We had a wonderful time. Wonderful.
I'll be 70 this year, too. I may have to do that.
That's well. You do that and get people to bring you balloons and cake.
Yes.
Some things, you know, you're embarrassed to admit that you're 70. I thought, nah, you got to own what it is. If anybody looks at me, they're going to figure within a few years one way or the other. No point in trying to ignore it. So you have one of my favorite plants, and I have not had a call on this plant in the last 25 years. Tell us about
it. Well, you mentioned it about 3-4 weeks ago.
Yep, I did.
And I have a long, narrow strip along my garage wall. It's a four-car garage, so it's a long, narrow. And unfortunately, the walkway was, it's only like 2 feet that I had the area to plant in.
Okay.
And, of course, I want some height. I've planted Nandinas only to find out a few weeks ago you said never plant Nandinas in front of a hot brick wall.
Yeah, they'll scorch.
And that's why they look so sappy.
Ray is asking about Clematis armandi, evergreen Clematis. Have you found some?
Well, online.
Okay. Yeah, okay. It's not a common plant. It is a little hard to find. Some of the nurseries that handle a wide array of plants, places like Covington's and Nicholson Hardy, North Haven Gardens, you never know. Bruce Miller Nursery in Richardson. Those are the sorts of places that might very well have them. Shades of Green in Frisco.
Okay. So can I plant that? Will it be too hot to plant that along that brick wall?
What color is the brick?
Oh, it's kind of a rusty red.
No, I don't think it would. It's now clematis twine. They do not adhere to a wall,
right.
So you're going to have a trellis. And I would I would stand that trellis out 8 or 9 inches away from the wall, and that's going to give you an incredible difference in temperature. I think that will be the deal maker for you.
Okay, so I can use it.
Yeah, and I will tell you that the one place that I know of to take somebody to show them Clematis Armandi, and I'll tell you where it is. It doesn't look very good right now because I was there not too long ago in the parking lot anyway, not in the restaurant. Cheesecake Factory at Waters Creek in Allen has it on the north wall, and it had been one of my favorite places to refer people, and it was hurt by the cold. It didn't die. There is some, I believe, at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, maybe in there. I can't remember where they have it, but somewhere around the main building.
Okay, so it will be okay on a south wall, facing the south.
I think it's worth trying.
Okay.
I would prefer to see it in east or north, I will be candid.
I understand that, yeah.
You could also do roses on the south wall. You could do
But they would get, you're talking about climbing roses.
Talking about climbing roses. I'm talking about something like climbing pinky or I think Lady Banksia might be too coarse, might be too big.
Yeah. Okay. That's
those are some things to think about anyway.
Okay. Great.
All right. I'm glad you called. Have a great day. Happy birthday ahead.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye. Folks, I need to tell you about the book offer that I have right now, my brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book that is so much better than my boot book, Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. I'm proud of that book. But, you know, that was 23 years ago, and there have been so many new plants brought into the market. So much has changed in how we garden and principles and practices of gardening in the Lone Star State. I didn't want to go back through a publisher, so this time, for the first time in my life, I self-published my book. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is only available through my office and through my website. My office will be open until noon today. This book would make a wonderful Mother's Day gift, and if you would like to do that, if you will ask for it when you call my office, you're going to get our daughter Erin or our grandson Sam. That's the staff we have. I found out last night that, yes, we can still get it there by Mother's Day by priority mail, and so when you call, they will need to know. You need to tell them, is this for Mother's Day? Yes, and it would make a wonderful Mother's Day gift. So all you have to do is make that call to 1-800-752-GROW. The book is normally $32.95. It's on sale today for $28.95. You can buy my magazine subscription, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, recognized nationally as being the best in America, best regional gardening magazine in America, and you're going to save a ton on it, almost $10. It's $42.95 to get the magazine and the book together. That's a great gift. It would normally be $56.90. And shipping and handling, $7 above. So if you'd like it for Mother's Day, you need to call before noon today. If you're going to order online at neilsperry.com in the comment section or request, whatever it is, in the online order, you must file Need by Mother's Day. It must say that, and they will be shipped tomorrow. And that is the book that has chapters on every aspect of outdoor landscaping and gardening, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, fruit trees, vegetables, and lawns, all of it. $32.95, but on sale today at $28.95 for Mother's Day. NeilSperry.com or 1-800-752-GROW.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. WhizQ professionals will conduct free how-to classes. Saturday, May 10th, how to build a paver patio. And on Saturday, May 17th, how to build an outdoor kitchen. All classes will start at 10 a.m. each Saturday in the Lifestyle Display Gardens at WhizQ Stone. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens or visit their website at whiz-q.com. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams. Don't let spring gardening make you crazy. Shades of Green can help you make sense of it all with the right plants, from annual color, perennials, herbs, roses, flowering shrubs, and trees. Shades of Green specializes in well-adapted plants that can survive and thrive on once-a-week watering. Many are locally grown on their own farm.
Remember that Mother's Day is around the corner. Shades of Green has beautiful color bowls, knockout and drift roses, as well as unique garden accents. This will surely put a smile on her face. If you're just not sure what to choose, they have gift certificates available too. Be sure to properly prepare your planting beds with Shades of Green's wide selection of mulches, compost, fertilizers, and organic products. You need some planting ideas and suggestions for sprucing up your landscape? Well, give them a call to arrange an appointment with their professional landscape designers. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com. That's shadesofgreeninc.com for information on all their upcoming events and promotions. Or stop by and visit them at 7401 Coit Road, just 2 miles north of Highway 121 in Frisco.
This is a very important message from the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. Texas has been enduring a terrible drought. Our plants, our shrubs have taken a real beating, and this is the perfect time to get out there and start repairing the damage. With just 3 steps, your plants and garden can be on the road to recovery. Now, first, there's preparation. It's important to start with Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Garden Soil to improve your native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. And then, second, fertilize. Remember that water alone is not enough. Use Miracle-Gro Liquifeed to give your plants the nutrients they need to withstand the drought. And third and finally, put down a layer of Scott's Naturescapes mulch to help retain precious moisture. You'll find all of the Miracle-Gro and Scott's products you need for your project at your local Lowe's store. Oh, and by the way, the Scott's people also have wonderful high nitrogen or almost all nitrogen fertilizers that are perfect, like the Scott's Turf Builder, for goodness sakes. It is the iconic brand for America. You need to ask for Scott's fertilizers. All right, I want to say to Gloria in Midlothian, Dennis in Waco, both have been waiting a good while, and if you'll stay with me through the news, I got myself behind early in a call. I took it a little bit longer than I should have, and my bad, and we will make it worth your while if you'll just stay with us. How to reflower a field, a large area, is Gloria's question from Midlothian, and that one sounded like something where I want a little more than 45 seconds to answer. So if you all will be nice to wait, then we'll be all set to go. Again, folks, if you want to order the book, the number to my magazine office until noon today is 800-752-4769. We'll be back.